community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Now, Peter, you're from Wallace Kennels, is that right?
Yes, right. We're the Friends of Wallace Kennels, which is the charity which raises the money.
So if anybody's listening and they don't actually know what the Friends of Wallace Kennels do, explain to us a little bit about the organisation.
Well, we have a small committee and we arrange to have events to raise money. This sponsored dog walk is one of them. Incidentally, mentioning the walk again, several of the dogs from the kennels which need new homes will be there on the day. So if anybody just wants to come and have a look, they might, and they like, and they can go for a walk with the volunteer walkers. And so we hope to rehome a few.
So what do Wallace Kennels actually do? What do they do themselves?
Wallace Kennels do themselves. They look after these stray and animals and try and rehome them. And we raise the money to help them because the vet bills for our last financial year were nearly £25,000.
That's a lot of money, Peter. And it's all self-funding, is it?
It's all self-funding.
So really, they need as many donations as they possibly can.
Indeed, yeah.
I mean, it's a fantastic cause that the stray dogs. If somebody also is listening that wants to adopt a dog, can they come and see you for that as well?
Yeah, they go. They go to phone up the number I gave you, which is.
I'll read the phone number in just a second. Yeah,
And go along or phone up the kennel to make an appointment to go along there rather than just appear, and they will be talked to. And they will be advised and hope to be found an appropriate dog. And we do home checks to make sure everything is okay. Going back to the vet bills, for instance, an example, a few weeks ago, a dog which had been successful some months ago was brought back. The owner said it's a marriage breakup.
Oh, dear.
But that this dog had gone out fit and healthy, and it came back limping and looking awful.
Oh, really?
The vet found that it's broken, the knee bone was broken. His opinion was it had been kicked.
Oh.
So £900 cost the kennels. We provide, the Friends of Wallace Kennels pay for all the vet bills. All dogs, nearly all dogs anyway, are neutered, hopefully by neutering them they make them more available, people more interested in taking them, because otherwise they've got to pay that. So 120, 150, 200 depending on the size, sex of the dog. So we pay all that plus all the other medication that is necessary, plus these occasional nasty ones where the dog has been
mistreated.
Brought in,
because
when somebody brings a dog in, you take their word for it, you know, the reason it's there, but I'm afraid it's not always the truth, as the instance I just gave you.
People can be actually really, really cruel sometimes.
You can tell that by just looking at them.
So Wallace Kennels actually need as much money donated as they possibly can, because it's obvious, as you say, £25,000 a year is a lot. It's £500 a week. I mean, it's fortunate.
The kennel expenses, that was another 20. We pay the kennels £25,000 money to keep them going.
Thing.
And the main fundraising is not just the sponsored walk. We run either 8 or 9 jumble sales a year.
Yeah.
Doddinghurst Village Hall usually. And last year, we took for these jumble sales £22,000.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Which is a hell of a... I mean, we've been £1,800, £2,000 every time.
That's fantastic.
Which is one hell of a lot of
money. Yeah, that's really good.
Because the stuff that's donated to us is by friends, neighbours and people all around. And nearly all of it comes to our house, where my beloved wife sits there in the evening on a footstool, sorting out the men's, the ladies. The crap.
That.
A certain amount does end up in the tip. We like to think we do a very good sale, because dealers come from literally miles around West London, south down the coast. They know us. They queue up from about, would you believe, 7:30 in the morning. We sometimes get some of the regulars, and they get this great big queue. Hopefully it's not raining outside. and they get provided with, well, they have to pay for it, cups of tea, and we have a wonderful cake maker who makes dozens of cakes. And people come there, some of them, just to buy the cakes, I think.
Oh, so, it must be good cakes, then.
She's a very good woman.
So you raise as much money as you possibly can, obviously, for Wally's Kennels. It's a fantastic cause. And you're doing a sponsored dog walk coming up soon. When's the sponsored dog walk?
It's on Sunday the 5th of October from Weald Country Park, starting at 10 o'clock. I'd say the Lady Mayoress will be there to set us off. And we hope to collect lots of money.
And how much is it, an entrance fee, or are you just looking for sponsors?
No,
for
entrance fee. We're looking for sponsors. I have to say the car parking, we can't, control over that.
Yeah.
The council charged £2.50 to park the car, which is unfortunate. But we hope people, we've got some very good people that provide. So one lady often puts in a 500, doesn't even have a dog. But a lot of people go around their neighbours and twist a few arms.
Yeah.
And come along with a list of of these people, and we get gift aid on that as well.
Yeah. So the length of the walk is 4 miles, is that
four
right?
Miles.
It's a nice little Sunday stroll,
is it?
It
is, if I can do it at 82. there's no problem at all, no, for anybody. Hopefully the weather's all right. But so there is a halfway stage where there's a shortcut back to the lake and around there. And so we have our stalls there waiting to receive them on their way back. And
fantastic. It sounds like a good Sunday afternoon, to be honest with you.
It's morning, yeah. Yes, well, that should be all over by midday.
That sounds
lovely.
So this is the telephone number you gave me before. If people are interested in taking part in this and want to know some more details, is it this telephone number? 01277 821 737.
And did I give you the number for the kennels, if anyone wants to phone?
Let me have a number for the kennels as well.
01277 821 032 032. Yeah.
As if anybody's interested in taking part or even looking after a dog.
If they want to have a dog, just to make an appointment to go and see them down there. But if they want to take part.
Fantastic. Well, Peter, thank you so much for coming in this afternoon and telling us. And we'll put this on our website, and we'll keep blasting it out for you and get loads of people down there and loads of sponsorship money.
Thank you.
That's my pleasure.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.